Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning. Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services. Happy Monday, everybody. And by the way, for those of you that enjoy such things, I saw that tomorrow is National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. So if that's your thing, maybe consider planning ahead for that delicious day. To be honest, just getting a good breakfast is a celebration most days for most of us that are leading schools or school districts. So if you get a chance, I guess, have your oatmeal nut waffle. Today, we're diving into a topic that is, it's crucial for both individuals and organizations, and that is priorities. But before we get started, I want to invite you to a special Your Booster Shot episode coming this Wednesday. I'm joined by the incredible Chris Norton from the Chris Norton Foundation. His story of resilience and determination is truly inspiring, and he's going to share some of his insights on how to overcome challenges and achieve your goals. So don't miss this powerful conversation. Chris is a former student of mine, and it's fun to be able to have a chance to connect with him. So don't miss that one. Today, let's get to our main topic. We are exploring a very insightful article by Chris Wetzel, friend of our program. He's from Coaching to the Next Level. If you have a chance, check out his work over there as well. His article challenges us to think critically about what we truly prioritize and how we can ensure that our actions align with our goals. Now, how often have you heard someone say, this is a priority, only to see their actions tell you a different story? I mean, this is kind of a common thing, isn't it? Chris, in his article, he highlights the common disconnect between stating priorities and actual behavior. He calls this a collision of vision, and I just love that statement. This is where individuals and teams within an organization, they have differing interpretations of what's truly important. Think about it. A team leader might declare that a new product launch is a top priority, yet resources are consistently allocated to existing projects. And this lack of clarity, it can lead to not only wasted resources, but it also leads to missed opportunities. And in the end, it hinders our progress towards achieving our goals. It creates a sense of frustration and confusion for our team members. And a lot of times everybody feels like they're working hard, but nobody feels like they're moving in the same direction. Chris really emphasizes the importance of aligning priorities with the organization's mission, vision, and goals. Priorities need to be based on not on personal preferences or reactionary decisions, but they need to be based on a strategic approach that supports the overall direction of the organization. And this could involve going through a process of active and actionable strategic thinking to determine what truly matters in this pursuit of our mission and vision. Spending a little time ahead of time is going to make a huge difference in the long run. He points out that without this process, we end up with pet priorities and these things that individuals or departments champion because they're either interesting or easy, but they maybe aren't strategically vital. And this is where the rubber meets the road. It often requires discipline and a willingness to say no, even if it's a good opportunity, but if it's one that doesn't align with our core strategy. It's about being intentional and focused, not just busy. So what do leaders and organizations need to be saying when they talk about priorities? Chris suggests three key statements that provide clarity and accountability. First statement is, our priorities are. And this should be a concise list of some well-defined priorities that reflect the most important areas of effort that are needed to achieve our strategic goals. He stresses a handful, not a dozen. The limitation forces leaders to make tough choices, and it forces us to focus on what is truly essential. It's about quality over quantity. His second statement is, we are committed to. So commitment, that tells us action, right? Not just intention. Priorities, they should be backed by clear plans and dedicated resources. This means that we need to allocate time, money, and talent to support what we've stated is a priority, those things we are committed to. To be honest, it's about putting our money where our mouth is. Now, his third statement is, our next milestone is. This, he's telling us that priorities without execution plans, this remains very abstract. Leaders and organizations, we should define tangible next steps to measure progress. It involves setting clear deadlines, assigning responsibilities, and tracking progress. It's about turning aspirations into action. Now, Chris also points out that priorities may need to shift as our organization evolves. Market conditions change, new opportunities arise, and sometimes we get some unexpected challenges. They just kind of come out of nowhere. And when this happens, transparency and communication are very key as we make those adjustments. Leaders, we must clearly articulate why a priority is changing and how it impacts this organization's overall direction. It ensures that adjustments strengthen both leadership effectiveness and organizational success rather than create confusion. He gives a great example of how his experience as a first-year principal and how important it was for him to be able to articulate why priorities shifted. It helps ensure buy-in, and it also helps prevent teams from feeling that whiplash of new initiatives or new directions all the time. His insight, it really provides a valuable framework for individuals and organizations to assess and refine their priorities. I've heard Chris talk about this. You can hear Chris talk about this in more detail in one of our previous Booster Shot episodes with him. He helps us by focusing on a select few priorities and really aligning those with your strategic goals, and we can ensure that our efforts are directed towards what truly matters. It's about moving from a reactive to a proactive approach, and we do that from simply responding to events to actively shaping the future. It's all about building this culture of focus and accountability where everybody understands their role in achieving our organization's goals. Thank you for listening today. That is it for today's episode of Your Morning Boost. Just remember, success isn't about doing everything. It's about doing the right things well. Quick reminder, don't forget to tune in on Wednesday for our special Your Booster Shot episode with our guest, Chris Norton. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. If you'd like to learn more about prioritizing effectively, reach out to Chris and his team at Coaching to the Next Level. Their contact information is in the show notes, and it's also on the AWB Education webpage. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.